Time's a charm. I'm Marie Corsetti, Fox News. NASA has called off its second launch attempt for its new moon rocket because of yet another fuel leak. It's the second delay this week for the 322-foot rocket, the most powerful ever built by NASA. Launch controllers tried to plug Saturday's leak by stopping and restarting the flow of super cold liquid hydrogen, but the leak persisted and the launch director finally halted the countdown. There's no word yet on when NASA might try again. Meanwhile, an investigation is now underway after a flyer stole a plane in Tupelo, Mississippi.
We just got off the phone with the Benton County Sheriff's Office, who did confirm to us that the suspect is in custody. They tell us that that plane went down in Tippah County. That's in northeast Mississippi. We've been seeing videos all over social media of what appears to be the plane that gentleman was flying around for several hours. It looks as if it landed in a field, maybe someone's farmland. It doesn't appear that it crashed into the ground. It appears that it just landed. Again, the suspect is in custody now in Tippah County, and this ends a five-hour sort of developing chase.
Fox's Charles Watson. Plus, speculation on White House officials working with Facebook employees raises many questions in the name of misinformation.
The White House is now facing increased scrutiny over emails that appear to show direct coordination between high-ranking administration officials and Facebook employees in an effort to police speech on their platforms. A bulk of these emails show correspondence between Facebook and the CDC during the pandemic. One White House official going as far as to request that a Tony Fauci parody be removed from Facebook. The Facebook rep that received the request replying on it. One CDC official even suggesting recurring meetings.
Fox's Jerry Willis. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Officials say at least nine migrants died when dozens attempted a dangerous crossing of the Rio Grande River near Eagle Pass, Texas. U.S. Customs and Border Protection said in a statement Saturday that it responded to a report of a large number of people crossing the Mexican border. They recovered six bodies, while Mexican officials found three more and took 39 migrants into custody. CBP says officials on both sides of the border continue to search for victims. Plus, the search continues for the Tennessee mom kidnapped on a morning jog early Friday morning.
This is a story of a 34-year-old mom who didn't return home from a jog. It would be heartbreaking and frightening enough, but this is a case where video apparently has shown to police Eliza Fletcher being taken. She was forced into this vehicle, according to the Tennessee Bureau of Investigations, a dark-colored GMC Terrain. It happened around 4:30 a.m. yesterday during Fletcher's routine early morning run right near the University of Memphis. Fletcher was last seen wearing a bright pink top and purple shorts. Authorities say that surveillance video showed them that Fletcher was approached by an unknown suspect and after a brief struggle was forced into the SUV. Her phone and water bottle were found near the scene by a home that was owned by the university.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. A $50,000 reward has been set up by the family for anyone who comes forward with information on Eliza Fletcher's abduction. Meanwhile, a tragic end for a young internet influencer. Fox's Karen McHugh has the story.
A 21-year-old TikTok influencer is dead. Tanya Pardazzi, a beauty queen from Toronto, Canada, was killed during her first attempt at skydiving last weekend. Skydive Toronto, located in Innisfil, Ontario, the skydiving school she attended, requires students to finish a day of ground training before attempting a solo jump. A Facebook posting from the school said Pardazzi opened her parachute too late and at too low an altitude during her August 27th dive. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.